a good podcast. Welcome to Mouse Out of Wedlock. This is a good podcast.
I started recording.
Oh, just like that? Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, we'll cut out. We cut out the first 30 seconds or so usually.
Not in this episode.
Nope.
Don't do it. Really? We're not cutting anything out?
No cuts.
No editing.
Wow, okay.
It's going to be an easy one for you.
Yeah.
We'll end at exactly 1 hour.
Okay.
No edits.
So I can just straight upload it. Like,
yeah.
Don't even have to rewatch it.
Don't have to listen to it.
Okay, good. That'll save me a lot of time, actually. Yeah.
We already know that you do not listen to the episodes.
Hmm. Mm. Why do you think that, Xander? Why do you think I don't listen to the episodes?
Who's Xander?
Oh, fuck, Jesus.
All right, we are going to have to cut this episode.
Yeah,
sorry. And just like that, you got to edit.
You ruined it for yourself.
I really stepped in it.
You don't quote yourself enough.
Speaking of
where
things.
Where is Xander?
I don't know.
Listen,
it's not that I am a different person. It's that I have changed as a person.
He's part of the little micro bugs that live inside of all of us or something.
I am one with the force and the force is with me.
That's right.
Thank you.
Jake, do you want to intro our guest?
I'm not a guest. I am me.
Yeah, you think
I don't
you
know the what the
only,
fuck we're doing.
Do you think you're the only person here? The
At
only,
what point? I am.
I don't know.
What a narcissist.
Happening.
Oh, my God.
I am still the host.
We have a guest here. Are you insane?
Boy, he's a co-host.
Okay.
We need to officially announce that and change branding for that. We've only talked
have
about
we
it one
not,
week.
Does the audience not know the things that I know that we have released upon the universe?
No, we don't share some universal consciousness, you weird space hippie.
We do.
Okay.
Share universal consciousness.
Yeah,
hello, Harry, our new co-host.
Welcome to Mouse Out of Wedlock.
Thank you.
This is a podcast in Austin. I'm here looking straight into Jake's eyes, waiting for him to do the intro he said he would do.
Well, you started doing it.
Well, I'm going to let you go now.
Do you want me to take it from the top?
Yeah. Xander has been giving me notes about my communication style with you. So
yes.
Yeah.
So how are you adapting?
I'm not.
Okay. Great.
See, Fisher, part of learning.
He's been getting the notes.
Part of communicating with Fisher is you have to be blunt.
Yeah, because I don't know what the fuck you mean.
And
when you say things, okay?
Yeah, so you must be blunt and give advice directly. Well, with Jacob, you must flow with the ocean and the water.
The motion of the ocean,
baby. The
motion
of the ocean.
Right.
Or as I like to say, Jake's wake. You must flow with that. And let it flow through you. And that is how you get Jake to do things.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Mouse Out of Wedlock. This is a podcast where we talk to you and also to each other. I'm a Jacob White. I'm a host, and I'll always be a host, and I'll never leave the show. to my right is audio engineer extraordinaire. It's Fisher Joyce.
Hey, and I don't want to say sorry, Jake. I've been mean to you, and it's been a year, and I'm going to change my ways, okay?
Nope.
I'm changing. I'm flipping it on a dime right now. Listen.
Nope.
I'm going to be nice to you.
I'm pretty sure
on.
This is a thing that's already happened in the show that did not.
It didn't stick.
Yeah.
Once an addict, always an addict.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work through it, though. You know, I'm trying to get to a better place where our relationship is less me yelling at you
if
to
I
do
can.
Things you said you would do a month ago.
If I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, I'm the
Jacob,
intro.
Jacob is a bit.
We still don't know who you are.
Yeah, we'll get to
okay.
it.
Okay.
I'm still me.
Great.
Jake is an enabler.
Whoa.
He enables
interesting.
That's
our
actually,
bullying
that's pretty,
of him.
Yeah.
Is this not right, Harry?
I completely agree.
You've known Jacob the longest.
It's
that
very
means
hard
you've been
to
a,
not yell at Jake.
Exactly. Yeah. You've been an addict the most with Jacob.
Speaking of
I can't
addiction,
wait for
we have a guest here. It's Harrison Reese. Give
it's
him
me.
A hand,
welcome
ladies and
back.
Gentlemen.
Back-to-back episode.
Whoa.
That's two in a row.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then,
I'm so special.
You are
well,
so special.
I think, well, can we announce the announcement?
Once the intro is done.
Right.
Finally, we have a fourth person here straight from Spaceland.
That's right.
It's Skywalker Nolan.
That's right. Thank you very much. I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
The galaxy's
the
cleanest
intro.
Comedian.
Did you make that up?
Yes, that's right. What's that?
Did you make that up?
Yep.
That was beautiful.
Well, I will say, I've been inhabiting the Force. I have had a wave of the Force wash over me this past couple of weeks.
Motion of the ocean.
The motion of the ocean. And I mentioned my transition of religion to the crew here. And while I wish I could take credit for my name, it was in fact Jacob who endowed me as Skywalker Nolan. as opposed to my previous, and I know many of you, our fans and listeners, are aware of my previous religious transition where I was Walker Noland, and there's a whole lot of lore, some of our best material.
A lot of lord, too.
Oh, thank you. Praise the Force. And
very good.
I highly recommend listening to our best episodes, which are those. And now I have realized these are even better episodes, as I am. Course.
I forgot what this voice was like.
Skywalker. Yeah, same. That's exactly what I'm going through. I'm like, how can you take something so fun like Star Wars and throw this layer, put this filter on it?
Also, great job on the intro. I'm going to be nice to you for the rest of the episode. Great job on the intro, Jake.
Good job, Jake. You let the Force come through you, and you said it in such a way that was powerful. I feel how strong in midichlorians you are. I can feel it. I don't need to do a test. I can feel it here in your bloodstream.
The allegory of the Jedi as like Christians is becoming stronger now in my mind. And I think it makes a lot of sense.
Even though...
You think the Jedi are Christian?
Well,
they are persecuted.
They're naive and then they lose.
Damn. Yeah, they're just Buddhist monks.
They were taking over. Right. They were, in fact, taken over. And, you know, there's many layers. By people who utilize their religion, but for darker, more fascist
people that used to be Jedi became the Sith.
Yes.
Who are the alt-right movement.
Yeah. I want to say Sith oppressive peoples are very, you know, I try not to engage with them.
You don't? Okay.
I don't engage with Sith oppressive people.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I don't. Like anyone who's a Sith oppressive, where they utilize the Force.
Like they're suppressing. I don't know what you're talking in like weird.
Let me explain to you because you don't seem to understand religion. So
also we're from Earth. So
right.
Yeah. So we don't travel around. Yeah.
Fun fact, the Earth is part of the galaxy.
That's beautiful.
Mm. I thought it was a galaxy far, far away.
I thought that too.
It exists in a universe that connects us all.
Oh, wow.
So while the Force is obviously much stronger in that galaxy, it still exists in the same universe as this one. Do you not understand that's the main point of Star Wars? Is not only are the movies that we're watching, the religious documents that we're watching, saying that this connection with the Force happens on another side of the galaxy, it also heavily implies that it can happen here.
What is the main point of Star Wars? Because I thought it was casual racism.
Huh? Is it?
What? I mean, I thought it was about blowing up
space stations with your friends.
Mm.
Which
interesting.
I thought it was about
I enjoy
getting your hands chopped off.
It is kind
hands
of about that.
Hands do get chopped off a lot.
Yeah.
Canonically, though, Jedis are atheists.
They have like scientific proof of a force that is on a biological level, microbiological level, much like the Scientologists that I was explaining. They use suppressive people. They talk about suppressive people, right, as people that suppress their own religion.
Yeah,
I am against Sith oppressive people.
Mm-hmm.
People who pushes. That's the reference I was making. That maybe
I thought Sith were strong educated. With the force.
They are strong with the force, but there are suppressives who press down and you should not engage with on a religious level here on Earth. And you're not a Sith oppressive.
Cool. Thanks.
I didn't think I was, Jake.
But thanks for clarifying.
Fisher.
Help.
Fisher, you're obviously. You're leaning.
You're a little Sith oppressive.
You're a little Sith oppressive, Fish.
Yeah, you know, he's talking me into it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And that's why I'm here.
One thing I gotta give you about this.
Mm-hmm. I'm one with the Force is with me.
Right.
Like, the mantras, it's better than praying all the time.
Mm.
That was definitely your worst trait as a traditional Christian as opposed to a space Christian.
Well,
space Buddhist.
The Jedi ways. The Force was originally when George,
right,
our Lord,
when he said
writer and savior, who wrote
the prophet.
Thank you.
Right.
When our prophet George Lucas wrote it, he initially was infected by the ideas. I say infected. That's a negative connotation. That's not what I mean. What I mean was he was influenced, of course, by Eastern religion. Okay. And what you don't realize, praise the Force, what you don't realize is that those religions were actually influenced by the Force. So the Force influenced those religions.
Because it was a long
time
ago.
Yes, in a galaxy far, far away. And those religions then influenced George. As you see, it's a direct line.
I'm sold. Are you taking donations? Do you have a brick and mortar location?
I'm so glad you asked. I was going to wait for the end of the show, the end of the plug.
My tongue.
I am starting a religious institution in L.A.
Okay.
Where, of course, anyone, particularly celebrities, but anyone can join.
People that are into science.
That are into science or Christianity. Yeah. As we know, there are some Christians who are now trading Christianity, which is one of the reasons I have stepped back from it.
Wow. Okay.
They're treating Christianity like it is the Scientology cult, like that church that Chris Pratt goes to.
Hillsong.
Yes.
Is it Hillsong?
I don't think it's Hillsong.
Could you look that up for me?
Please look it up.
What am
Jacob?
I looking up?
Jacob, you will look it up.
The church that Chris
Jacob, you will look up the church.
Well, you said you were incapable of listening to him, and then you sat there staring into the distance.
Jacob, you will look up the
Mr.
church.
Mr. Attitude.
Okay. This was like the one episode I wasn't tired for.
And now I'm
very tired.
So a couple of things I'd like to go back
that
on.
That sounds like a suppressive person.
First off, Skywalker, yes. I will.
I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me.
I promise you, I will put money in the offering plate if you can hand it to me without your hand. If you can use the Force. I don't mean use your feet.
Are you questioning God?
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. What the fuck? You never did this as a Christian? Oh my God.
Burn him. He's a witch.
That's right. I took the bowl from across the room and brought it to Jacob.
There's not a wire on this at all. I have no idea how that just happened. That was incredible.
I wish, Fisher, we had established our camera for this episode. But it's okay. I can do it at any time.
I've been telling you. Okay.
I'm just getting a lot of notes today, huh?
I have to
admit. I'm just getting a lot of fucking notes this morning.
We cannot be mean to Jacob, but we can, of course, be mean to Fisher.
Well, okay. The title of the episode, we all give Fisher notes. We've been holding Fisher's back. Notes. speaking of being mean and how you can't be mean to me, I told you I'd put money in it. I don't have any money.
Oh, it's okay.
He don't have any money.
He
don't have any money.
I understood that when you said that because I already knew it.
I love this new Xander. Praise the Force.
Praise the Force.
Force is with me, and I am in the Force.
Close. This hey, whole experience.
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah.
We each take our own steps.
Yeah.
And the journey of the Force.
Praise the Force.
There's
praise
a Force
the Force.
In my hole.
So this whole experience reminds me of something. Harry, do you remember when we were like 10 or 11 and we were in that Star Wars play?
You were in a Star Wars play?
Oh, wow.
Was it a Christian Star Wars play?
Yeah. Because
that makes it way better.
You're in a Force Nativities play?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it was actually, not going to lie, it was
one
a lot
with
of fun.
The Force.
It was really cool. The premise of the play was that it's like right after the original trilogy.
Okay.
And Luke had set up like a Jedi academy again.
Fun fact, it actually falls into the canon that Disney wrote.
Yeah.
Unironically, that's completely like, falls sick. In line
oh, so
with the
Abrams.
Canon Disney ended up writing. J.J. Abrams clearly saw our play.
Yes.
100%. It
was good.
It was actually
I
really
I
want to
know more
good.
About this plot. So that it, I cause
We took as, sword fighting classes. We took actual classes on how to make it look like you're fighting.
Yeah, like stage combat lessons.
Yeah, yes. Stage combat, right. Yes. And me and Jake took it very seriously.
Yeah,
we practiced all the time, like, outside.
If I could, I can see, as a Jedi master, right. I would be happy to take you on as Padawans. I know I'm not supposed to take
you
on.
That means a lot. Thank you.
You've already achieved the rank of master?
Yeah.
The council approved it?
I am
they're
the
all dead.
I am the council. So
that's true. They are.
They're all dead.
They died a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. They are my you know ancient spirits that guide me. And I diverted the conversation. I just wanted to compliment that you would be excellent Padawans.
Thank you.
Don't you think they're too old and they have hate in their hearts and stuff?
Hey, hush.
Don't you think they have like they've had sex once and now that means they can't be a Jedi?
Oh, that's totally true.
Yeah. That is true.
See?
Yeah. I'm probably in there.
You don't have any hate in your heart?
No.
Well, there's so many things getting thrown around. And first I want to address a point. Religions change. They evolve. You're referencing, of course, a very conservative part of the Jedi Force ways. You're talking about the part that did ultimately fail, did it not?
Oh,
did it
yeah,
not, my
it
friends?
Did, it failed.
It failed.
I saw Revenge of the Sith.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. So the bad movie title. It should they should switch the movie titles around. Episode 3 should definitely be Attack of the Clones, because
that's when the clones attack. I have many ways in which I can address how those movies could have been, but we will not get into that.
Yes,
back to
you're
your
pointing
point.
At me.
Back to your point. Religions change, and as part of that, I don't think they are too young. I don't think anyone is too young to learn the ways of the Force.
Okay.
Now, will they achieve the rank of master in their lifetimes? I don't know. I do not know, but the Force knows. And would I be wrong? Would I be in... Well, what I'm saying is, I feel the Force wanting me to guide these two young Padawans.
But not me.
Praise the Force.
Not yet. Because you are not open to it yet, Fisher.
Okay. I'm just
Fisher,
I'm just
you're
getting
not
a lot of
open
notes
to it.
I'm not
have
allowed
you,
to be part
you,
of your
Have
new
you been in a lightsaber fight yet? Me and Jake have.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, like with sticks as a kid, yeah. We'd do the lightsaber fight.
So ours were like crafted specifically to have balance.
Okay.
And they were like measured against the length of our legs.
This is just so not good.
We had a kyber crystal. We constructed it ourselves after going through a trial of will.
This is just not my episode, I guess.
Fisher, you're allowed to. You're allowed to.
Xander's mad at me.
Mine was also
Skywalker. He's texting me. Well, that's why he's not here. That's why you're here. Xander's mad at me.
I don't understand why I have to keep saying this over and over. I am that same person. I am not a different character or person. I am
what?
Him.
Oh, hey. Okay. What? So here's a good path to go down.
Was Walker different than Xander?
Yes.
No.
That was a different person.
No. It's the same person, but he's a different.
Do you not understand?
Why would I know that?
Because you're a host on the podcast.
It's been a year. Yeah. I don't remember that.
You've listened to the Walker episodes more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Hear me out, guys.
This is, once again, my proof that Fisher does not listen to the podcast.
We should go to Disneyland.
Ooh!
Yes, I have been wanting to make the pilgrimage to Galaxy's End for many years.
Thank you for getting us onto a new topic.
Because we can build lightsabers
at Disneyland. And then I can be part of the weird... religion you're part of.
I mean, you must pass the trials, of course.
Yeah. So I think I know why I'm having more of an issue with Skywalker than I am normal.
I'm one
Walker.
With the Force. The Force is with me.
Yeah, you've
because
been dying.
Normal, yeah, I know. It's killing me. It's activating something primal in me.
Yeah.
Yes. Walker did stand-up. Does Skywalker do stand-up?
That's interesting.
Skywalker has not reached that level of comedian across the galaxy. I am first, my main focus is, one of the issues with Walker was pulled in so many directions because he wasn't being guided by the Force.
He was being guided by Jesus Christ.
Yes, which in turn was a suppressive person.
Okay.
Christ was suppressive? I thought he would have been like a Jedi.
A Jedi at one point, of course.
The lore is hugely vast.
Yes. It's galaxy.
There's
universe.
A lot of things that I need to hold in my brain. Now that I know you're still Xander and still Walker.
Yes, I am but an evolution of that person. People can change, Fisher.
Praise the Force.
Yeah, you're trying to fucking trap me into something that I'm not ready to be trapped into. I'm not gonna let it happen, to be honest. I'm not gonna let that happen.
Just say people can't change. Just say people don't evolve.
People can't change. I used to be a piece of shit. I'm no longer a piece of shit.
Mm.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways. Walker Noland.
Yeah.
Was a Jesus follower who was a suppressive person. And thus Walker was a suppressive person. And Walker was pulled in so many directions. Christian comedy. Starting his own church. Starting that long walk across the United States.
That did happen.
Right?
Yeah. You were in a helicopter, though, I think.
Well, my manager was. I was walking. My manager was in the helicopter.
Oh, and you see, the manager is not the same as Xander.
Yeah, that's a different character. Sorry, person.
Oh, okay.
They're quite the character.
Skywalker is focused on creating the Jedi Church in Hollywood.
The Jedi Church in Hollywood.
Yes, because if we can start getting the trendsetters, the media moguls of L.A. to understand the Jedi ways, that would then slowly influence across the United States, and the Force will be strong.
Who's your number one target? I would say Tom Holland's a good option.
Chris Pratt, of course.
Chris Pratt.
Tom Holland.
I think the world is tired of Chris Pratt.
But he's still an influential person. Of course, I will want to get Tom Cruise. Whomsoever. But
I think he's signed. I think he's committed. Yeah. He's got a contract.
You should be looking at free agents. Force. The Force is with me.
Praise the Force.
Praise the Force. Thank you, Harry.
Right.
Dude, Harry, please don't take this home. Don't bring this home.
I'm sold. I'm converting.
No.
Yep, this is bad.
No. I knew it. I could tell the Padawan within you was hungry and eager to learn.
Okay, well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Said like a man who's ready to transition the conversation.
So since Jake clearly didn't have anything to say, I did want to circle back around. We never confirmed. What is Chris Pratt's church? Because I am curious.
Oh, right.
Yes. Jacob, look up the church.
Why do y'all know? Is it problematic?
They just hate gay people.
They hate gay people. And it's also like it is
Zoe Church.
It's one of those churches that a lot of celebrities go to. And it has like a little bit of a vibe that it's one of those L.A. Hollywood churches that's clearly just using it as a platform, which is not what the Jedi Church would be, of course.
No one would ever say that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't feel this oppressive energy from you as much right now. I feel like you're...
Yeah, because I'm dying.
You're slowly...
Because I'm just fading away.
Because you're connecting with the Force.
Hillsong Church.
Hillsong.
Sometimes it can be scary when you're midichlorian.
That is what you said, Fisher. You were correct.
Yeah.
You trusted the Force energy to tell you the correct thing, and you said it.
Huh. What if I said to you, I don't believe in the Force? What would you do then?
I would understand.
You would understand.
It's tough to see some things. It's tough to have such faith in things. But did you not see me move that bowl from one side of the room to the other? And also,
it's like you completely forgot.
And also, Jedi.
Is Chris Angel a Jedi?
He's a Sith-pressive, obviously.
Oh, interesting.
He's a Sith-pressive. He's utilizing the Force for his own material gains.
Hey, Jake, what should we talk about now?
You seemed ready to transition the conversation.
Yeah, I felt that you were about to transition the conversation. I'm really tuning into this, like,
praise the
gay
force
magic now. Yeah.
If we can, I diverted the conversation. Yeah, I wanted to know the story.
There's nothing wrong with
of
that.
The Christian Jedi nativity scene.
What was the story? It was really good. I killed somebody, I think.
Yeah, I think we had, all I remember is the choreographed fights.
Okay.
And there were two fights, and I won one and I lost one. That's all I remember.
I won with the Force Ghosts with me.
I don't remember anything about the plot. I remember the...
Was it just the Star Wars plot?
You were a Wookiee, weren't you?
I was like a Wookiee hybrid. I was like a cross-species hybrid, so I was
the
like
lore
I was
deep.
Like a Wookiee, but I
deep.
Could talk.
According to Wizards of the Coast, that's problematic now.
What? According to Wizards of the Coast? What did they say?
Is Wizards of the Coast?
They publish D&D and magic, but D&D's their big thing.
So why the fuck
huge.
Are they talking like about Star Wars and Wookiee?
No,
yeah, they're talking about
BC.
No,
this is a real thing.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Thank
please
you.
Continue.
So D&D recently like got updated. I think like their next, like going forward, there are no more half races in D&D in like the official public releases because it's problematic.
In what way? Like bestiality way?
Does that mean I am problematic as half?
Why is cross race is problem?
Yeah,
non eugenics is problematic to
Jacob.
D&D.
Yeah, kind of fucked.
Look it up.
Yeah,
Jacob.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Look
I
it
don't
up.
Like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my instinct when reading that was like, so it's good to.
Well, also, keep good it. Thing D&D isn't fucking Star Wars.
Yeah,
so.
My wizard can't be half of a dragon anymore? Why?
Yeah.
But why, though?
Yeah.
but why? Why can't I be half wolf, half lizard in D&D?
I think the whole
because
point of D&D is you can be whatever you want.
That's
right?
The point.
Like,
that's the point.
Says, so one of the representatives said, we're not comfortable and haven't been for years with any of the options that start with half. The half construction is inherently racist, so we must simply... So we simply aren't going to include it in the new player's handbook.
Are they saying mixed race people existing is inherently racist?
Right.
That seems so backwards.
In the way of the Jedi, of course, that is okay. We encourage it even.
Yeah, of course.
This feels, and I want to be like sensitive to like somebody that might be hurt by like the word half, because like I just don't understand that at all. But like this feels like overstep, like Latinx style. It was like, nobody wants this.
Yeah.
This is just like liberal like corporate bullshit.
Yeah, that's
So here's the reason. Apparently now you can make characters with parents of any two races instead of just being half human, half elf. Like, so
that's the same thing.
Well, so the difference now is one, I guess it's a little more work on the player, but two, like, half elf was a race before. It was saying that if you were a person
who
if you had a person who was whose parents were elf and human, mm-hmm. they are a new third race called half elf instead of being part elf, part human person.
Oh, so the lore is racist, not the idea of
Okay. I think that's what's the going lore on.
Was racist. So it seems like what happened was a representative talked to it, and then a bunch of news people then
but they
grabbed
are
onto the latched onto that saying without any of the rest of the context.
Me too.
So that it can be yes.
Fascinating. That's how media works.
I also experienced this. I also experienced this because I remember reading the same headline and thinking, that seems dumb.
This has been a segment on media literacy for Mouse Out of Wedlock.
And that none of us are literate.
I can't read.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah. One with the force.
So speaking of things that you read, maybe there's a list we should read.
Is there? Oh, no, we'll do that. I want to stick on one thing.
Force, are you talking about right now?
He wants to go into Jake's list, which you hate, because you're still Xander, and also two other characters at the same time.
I don't think you understand what is going on, Fisher, and how people change over time.
Do you think Bruce Wayne and Batman are two different characters?
I mean, yes.
Oh no! Who's gonna break
Who's
it?
Gonna
to
tell
him?
I mean, they're the same person, but like, there's two different. They're two different.
But
characters.
They're the same person.
No, they're the same character.
They're not at the same time. You can't be this. You can't be both at the same time.
That actually kind of is a big part of Batman, right? Like, who am I? I'm Batman. Bruce Wayne is the mask I wear.
Do you not see the point you just made?
Yeah, I know.
My
that's what I'm saying. Okay, I don't think
that's
with
a
you.
Point. Like, they're still ultimately the same character. Bruce Wayne and Batman are still ultimately the same person.
Right. I mean, sure. They're different. They're two characters.
Two different characters, though.
And people, to the Joker, they're two different
also,
characters.
That's also a complete, to Two-Face, that's they're different two different than the point that I'm making, that
right.
I was Xander, an atheist.
And you're trying to do a transsexuality.
That's not at all what
I'm saying. I'm kidding.
I just don't understand why you can't understand, like, Xander Nolan,
because I'm
atheist,
fucking stupid, dude.
That's why
I'm
trying
dumb
to explain
as bricks.
To you, and I'm trying to explain to you. Xander Nolan, atheist, warmonger.
Right.
True.
Is he
Nolan,
also the
Christian.
British PM?
Yes.
He's the man.
Xander, Christian PM.
Yeah, Christian British Prime
Christian
Minister.
Christian Prime Minister. And then, of course, of the shadow government.
Of the government in the shade. Okay. Remember your own joke, okay?
Thank you for understanding.
You're welcome.
That's still the same person as Walker Nolan, who evolved and changed as a person who became a Christian, okay? Also a warmonger.
So are you not Xander anymore then? That's the question. That's where I'm confused.
Yes, what you're asking, of course, is what name do I want to go by? I am one with the Force. The Force is with me.
Praise the Force.
Praise the Force. I am Skywalker Nolan.
And what are your new pronouns?
He.
Thank you, Jay.
He, him. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you want to do your list now? What do you want to do that?
Let's talk about things, Jake.
I can't be
do.
Mean. I'm sorry. I'm going to take that back. That was being mean to you. I have one thing I want to talk about, D&D. What is your... Do you guys all play D&D? Have you played D&D?
I have played it, and I wish to play it again.
I've played
it many
times.
I don't have a group to play it with.
Right. I have an interesting thought experiment here. We're going to try to guess each other's classes, because I think, much like your Smash main, the class you pick in D&D says a lot about you.
Well, what if you change classes every time?
Well, then that's your answer. I only play one class.
Okay, I always switch it up because I like changing things.
I usually play one class, but
barbarian.
That's
a good guess.
I've dipped into
You'd be a good barbarian.
I guess fighter.
Nope.
No.
Harry, you want to take a guess on my D&D class that I generally do?
I have only created a character for a game that I'm about to play with my friends.
Okay.
I have to play it, so I'm not super familiar with the classes.
There's like a wizard. There's a ranger. There's a druid.
I could see him being a
maybe
wizard.
Druid.
That's what he was.
Harry's my best friend. I'm a wizard all the way. That's always what I play.
My most Makes recent sense. Character was a wizard. I really enjoyed him.
I love the idea of like reward for intelligence. Like it's not like it was in your blood and you just happened to get powers. It's like I hit the books and it paid off.
Yes.
Like I love that lore wise.
The difference between sorcerers, warlocks, and wizards is so super fascinating to me, and I really enjoy it. As a sorcerer, I'm sorry.
No, no, no. That was the best thing that's happened this whole day.
That was a good one.
Like, yeah, the point you made of, like, the wizards, they fucking work their ass off, mm-hmm. and they're surrounded by all these, like, fucking assholes who, I can say that because in the Force, there's no, you can say bad words.
I'm back on board with this religion.
You can say bad words.
Say another one.
Yeah, say another bad word.
Bitch.
Ooh, praise the Force.
Praise the Force. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me.
Say another one.
Shit.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm one with the Force. Praise the Force.
What about the worst one? Say the worst one you can.
Nope. We're veering away. Here we go.
Jake's list.
Oh, no, wait, we're guessing.
I wasn't done. I was just agreeing. Like, sorcerers, they are just inherently, they just have power and they don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Warlocks, they make that pact with a being.
Like a god or something.
A great being, which I find is like a great role-playing tool. But my most recent character was a gnome wizard named Mervin, who was just really type A and annoying and just surrounded by assholes and was just trying to constantly move to that next place.
Just keep her on the railroad.
Keep the group going. Keep the bard from trying to fuck every person and ruin their chances in that city. It was a lot of fun to role-play. And that crew constantly, like, I don't do it anymore, but like regularly, like I want to, but the crew that is still doing stuff, they'll occasionally bring Mervin back in for a quick one shot.
I'm gonna say this at the risk of getting soundbite. What's it called when someone takes an inappropriate soundbite?
Dropped, clipped, clip-chimped.
Clip-chimped. Yeah. At the risk of getting clim-chimped.
That's not, what did you just say?
I want a clip chip of that.
Clim-chimped.
I want a slim jim of that, please.
If you know, your class says a lot about you. Yes. I think your race says a lot about you too.
Whoa.
Okay.
I always play human.
Do you? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think this says a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was the end.
Mine is.
What
a
does that say about you?
Elf, which I guess is problematic now.
you're just whoever you feel like you are.
Also, one of my classes is one of the new ones because it's badass. What is one of the new martyr? Ones?
What's that?
I haven't Martyr? Heard
that. Yeah. That's so basically, the character is always destined to be a martyr for like some specific god. So some god chooses your character at birth. And no matter what you do, you are doomed to be
a
martyr.
That's so cool.
Eventually. But
I'm gonna dig into this with
pretty dope.
Yeah. That's interesting.
They're very cool.
What are some of the new classes? There's martyr. I didn't know about this.
There's half martyr.
Yes, I love it. I'm on force with me.
Praise the Force.
Jacob, look up the new species.
Classes. Oh, yes. I don't think I remember any actually.
No, that's fine. I've been talking with Fisher about this in our group chat with Jacob, that Jacob has been saying, "No, I don't want to do this." No, as a typical Sith-pressive person.
Oh, so he's...
I'm Sith-pressive now?
So at Jake's Sith-pressive now.
Everyone's a little Sith-pressive, except for me, of course.
Interesting.
And our prophet, George Lucas.
And it's still Walker. It's still Walker underneath there. Oh, no.
It's Skywalker. And...
Right.
But we've been talking about wanting to spin up a D&D game because I got the vibe for it, so... I want to know these new classes.
It's going to take me a minute.
I find it fascinating. And that martyr character sounds interesting. What are the special things with martyr? Like, what is the? I assume it's more religious. Like, it's closer to a warlock.
Yeah. It is closer. There's like
a cleric, maybe.
Yeah, there's like some. There's a bunch of different ways you can take it. Basically, you choose whichever god for your character, right?
Yeah.
Which I decided to get creative, make my guy chosen by the god of death, right? And so his martyrdom is that he can't die.
Whoa, that's fun.
That's
fun.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought
Fisher's
was,
nodding heavily.
That's pretty sick.
Thank you. I think it's pretty good. And but he has sick powers, like the like level one spells or whatever. I honestly don't remember like the special abilities that you get to. You can tell I don't know that much about it.
It's okay. I don't know a lot either.
One of them, my guy can take his sword. You can use it on like certain melee weapons, which are the two ones that I chose. He stabs it into the ground, mm-hmm. and when he pulls it out, it's on fire.
That's pretty sick.
It's pretty cool. Sick. And so because of that, I just based it all around like fire stuff.
That's
and,
cool.
And my whole thing is he's trying to die.
because he's tired of doing this thing. And
how old is he at this point?
80, okay. I think. Something
I feel like
that's
old for half
so, yeah, again. Very old. Okay. Very old. But his like whole that. Thing that's is like fun. He's all right. And so there's a minor god who is like the boatman, right. lore wise, to death yeah. in D&D. And so my character tried to make a deal with him and he tricked him. And that's why, because the campaign that we were starting at like the lowest level mm-hmm. or whatever. And so that's why, as like a hardened war veteran, he lost his powers because the boatman tricked him.
That's kind of like Tears of the Kingdom. That's what that reminds
is
me of.
Is
that's
it?
Great.
I
and that's
didn't.
A great transition for later. I before we moved on, I think that's a great role playing idea. I like that a lot.
Thank
I think you.
You
did a really good job connecting that and like connecting all the stuff. Because one of like not a pet peeve of mine, but it was like a lot of times in D&D, you're like, I've been in 100 wars and I'm so sick. Level one.
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know
yeah,
how
yeah.
to attack a person.
right. Yeah.
So that's cool. I think you did a great job. And I'd love Thank to, we can talk about it later, I guess, well, Jacob. I wanted to know the new classes.
Well, I looked it up and the only thing I'm finding, I think this martyr thing's a homebrew.
Oh.
You might have to like buy it. It's like
an expansion thing.
It's like a DLC. Well, DLC.
Well, I'm not seeing an official release for D&D that's martyr, but I am seeing a lot of different homebrews that have the same kind of idea theme of sacrifice.
Interesting. My friend who I was doing it with, who was running it, he described it as a DLC, like official stuff that he like. I was under the assumption that he bought. Maybe he didn't.
Well, like if you do the Dungeons and Dragons website for Wizards of the Coast, like you sign up and like you can whatever book you personally buy, you can like also have access and share with other people in your campaign, which is a lot of fun. So that might be one of those things where someone like there are because of that, they have like official, unofficial things. Like there's the official thing of Matt Mercer, who does, I think it's Roll 20. I forget what his
Critical Role.
He released like four characters that were kind of interesting. Like there's the Gunslinger. And then
I think the martyr is part of that.
Okay.
Because the gunslinger, I as soon as you said that, I was like, that was one of the other ones.
There's like gunslinger.
Gunslinger's pretty sweet.
There's like this teleporting knight thing that looked really cool that I wanted to play. Well, I've just been had a big D&D itch recently, so I've appreciated this conversation. I am one with the force. Yeah. The force is with me.
Praise the force.
Praise the force. Hi, Jacob. You look deep in thought.
I'm not in thought so much as I am doing it. You want me to talk about my list?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it, but I feel like we are going to.
I'm not allowed to be mean at you, and I'm out of energy.
Good thing, because there's no reason to be mean to me this week.
Really?
Whoa. You've done everything?
Hit anything. Tell me anything from the list. And
what
I have
advertisers did you talk to?
Who did I talk to? Well, do you consider it talking if it's a one-way conversation where I reach out to them and they don't?
Sure.
That's what I'm counting.
Yeah. Blue Chew, already done. I did it earlier this week, but I did respond. No response yet. But I also reached out to MeUndies.
Nice.
I also reached out to Blue Apron.
Okay.
I also reached out to... What's the other one?
You could just look at the emails.
Yeah, I could just look.
You should reach out to that small guitar string company. I found when I was searching for. I have sweaty hands, right?
Uh-huh.
But I want to start learning to play the guitar. So I was learning. I was looking for like sweat resistant strings, and I found this company.
Oh, that's a thing.
That's
interesting.
I found this company that's pretty legit, but they are a small mom and pop company, which is the vibes that they give off. So you could maybe hit them up. If anything, they would see it. They would more likely to see it.
Yes.
Sure. The other two I reached out to were Harry's Razors and Dollar Shave Club.
You could just talk to them right here.
Yeah, come on, man. I didn't know you wanted an advertiser like that. You could.
It's your razors?
Yeah.
You're Harry.
Yeah, he's a multimillionaire. Did you not know that? Yeah.
Whoa. German engineering.
I just work for fun.
You work at the game show store for fun.
He lives the bohemian lifestyle. For fun.
Mm-hmm. You're like Frank in Sunny.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
So I did that though.
Frank is based off of me.
That's crazy. The show's 15 years old.
Yeah.
You were 12 and like fucking eggs or something.
Dude,
I don't know what
I was doing big things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to the list.
I was just
how do you think I started the razor company?
Anyway, I list. Yeah. List. Okay. Come on. I did all this work and I just want to not be yelled at.
Well, I was going to suggest.
Not, you're not going to yell at.
Yeah, I know. It's not, awesome. We're not it's yelling awesome.
At. Yeah. I was going to suggest for this next week, reach out to
Liquid Death.
Liquid Death.
That's
and
a
I
good
just realized
idea.
They actually literally have straight on their water can. They say straight from the ounce, which is, I think is. If, they wouldn't have said that if unless they're like, yes, this is the drink for straight edge people slash straight people. So
we tell them that we can really fag up their brand.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going to say that.
Why not?
Either of you can send that email. I'm not sending this one. Okay. I can't even type. I have a pass from my queer friend. I'm not going to do that.
It's really funny if you did that.
They might actually reach out to us at that point.
It's funny to y'all. It is not funny to me.
Imagine being the Liquid Death marketing. Like,
you will send that email.
God damn it.
You will send that email.
No, stop. Okay.
That's not
on my list. I refuse to do this one, and I'm not going to get, I won't take the punishment later.
That
when
is
I haven't.
What you will do. You will send that email.
Well,
what else is on the list?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, at this point, you've kind of just brought us.
I know you're wanting like redemption or something here, but there's really just none to be had.
It's classic Jacob.
Yeah,
I've done the bare minimum. Please praise me.
Hey, hold on, guys. Let's take a moment. Let's give Jake a round of applause.
Thank you, Jacob.
You did so good, buddy.
Congratulations.
You did the bare minimum.
Congratulations.
That's our special guy. This feels like when I clap for my dog.
Good boy. Good Jacob. Give him a little scratch.
Who's our special guy?
And I'll do a force scratch. I'll do a little force scratch.
Welcome to the new era of the podcast where I'm nice to Jake.
And this is worse.
I hate this.
Yeah.
I hated every second of this. Kind of here.
I am here as Skywalker. I don't understand why that is so difficult to understand.
Anakin Skywalker, Texas Ranger.
That's pretty good.
That's good. That's great. Anakin Skywalker, Texas Ranger.
There's another big thing on the list that we've.
Do you
remember what it is now?
Yeah, I do remember. I'll let you go into it though.
Say it.
Okay, so I'm going to lead this off by saying I accomplished a task with a caveat. The requirement was to make something to upload onto Pornhub.
Yeah.
And I made something.
Okay.
But in order to upload it onto Pornhub, do you guys remember a couple of years ago whenever they like...
Yeah, they banned all unverified accounts.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to apply through their content creator page.
We could just do OnlyFans instead.
Well, what I ended up doing was X videos.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
X videos is the Wild West, baby.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's
great. You can traffic whoever you want on this website, luckily. I mean, that's the reason they did the verification stuff. I'm just reporting news. Anyway.
Yep.
So do you want to see this? This is only a minute long. Do you want to see it?
I guess. What are we getting ourselves into?
I loosely know.
Yeah.
What it is.
Okay,
he asked me to help record, which
and then we
I was
tried.
Like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's probably a good choice on your part.
Come on, we battled lightsabers and then also battled wieners together at 12 years old. Come on.
That'll be good.
Did you play lightsabers together as a young
boys? Dude, we played swords a lot. Not with our dicks, no.
Oh, that's too bad. It's a lot of fun. I did it with all my favorite coaches.
Okay.
Jesus. All right.
Yikes.
This video is called How to
Tune. I feel gay.
This video is called How to Tune a Guitar.
Great.
Minute long.
I did text you. Are we watching the censored version or the uncensored version now?
This is uncensored.
Okay, so you just didn't reply to my text. Okay, great.
Because he didn't make an uncensored version.
Okay.
Yeah. There's only one.
Great. Okay.
It's only a minute long. I feel like you could have.
So just to describe to the audience, it is a vertical video.
TikTok style.
Yeah. Jacob is currently at his drum set.
That's my drum set.
I don't know.
Which I was disgusted by. It did not deserve it.
I feel like, are we about to get the Step Brothers treatment with this?
Seeing,
no. That was a good idea.
Oh, God. I would have been so mad.
It's my oil rag that's on your drums. We could have.
Okay, and?
Seeing one of your possessions in a porn video that you didn't expect to see there might be one of the worst feelings of all time, right? seeing what? Something that you own appear in a porn video that you weren't
my
ready
brand
for.
New hi-hats. Yeah. I paid $400 for those, and now they're on X videos.
Yeah, yep. Okay, I guess here we go. The culmination of over a month of lead-in.
Oh, and
Jake has finally done his porn.
Holding a guitar right now.
So yeah, maybe I'll point my mic toward
yeah. Harry's drum set.
Yeah.
Wait, is the sound only coming through the computer?
I'm one with the force.
I think, yeah, it's not connected to Bluetooth or anything.
Oh, I thought it was plugged into.
No.
No, we're not that cool.
We could. I mean, I just don't have the cables with me right now.
Lessons. So,
guitar is very out of tune right now.
Guitar. Two words appeared.
I don't like that. Don't like that.
He looks as
good. Okay. Firmly. Mm-hmm. And he's caressing the guitar holes very sensually. Also, we should say this guitar is the Union Jack flag, which I do. If you come on the British flag, I'm going to like the video. That's just kind of how this is going to go. And now there's black on the screen. And now it's an extreme close-up of the guitar. And there is a penis. And... no cum, no cum shot. But we did
no
see
cum.
We
I'm
did see the tip
it's
of
I'm
Jake's
disappointed.
Penis.
You didn't
penis.
Come on it. Why
it's
didn't
now
you?
Looped back?
Oh, it's looping.
It is looping, TikTok style. It is looping.
That makes sense.
And
yeah,
congratulations.
You completed
a task.
Even though the task specifically was, I will jack off
did you
to
pop.
Completion on Pornhub.
No,
you instead,
it wasn't jack off to completion. I said I'd show my dick.
I distinctly remember it being to completion, actually.
Yeah, I do.
It was very specific.
Yeah. That wasn't part of the initial bet, I don't think.
I agree. It was just make a video for Pornhub.
Yeah, but no, you said yourself
I was going to nut.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed you didn't a little.
I'm slightly relieved that
I can still have a relationship with Jess.
I wasn't looking forward to seeing you come, but I am disappointed it didn't happen.
Same. I feel the exact same way. Okay, yeah. I was not looking forward to it, but then when it didn't happen, I was like,
This is only video one.
Oh, great.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Well, ideally, like, if this one catches on, I'll make a series of them.
If this catches on, what is your metrics for catching on?
More than three or four views. More than 100 views.
More than 100.
All right. I feel like that'll happen with Pornhub. Xvideos.
It's at zero right now. It's at one, I guess, because of me.
Well, also, we probably won't be able to link to this anywhere.
Wait, why?
Because you can't link to porn on YouTube.
Well, can you link to a different link that links to porn?
No. No, you can't. We also can't upload it to Patreon unless it's censored. So I don't know how people are going to see it unless you're going to just directly post a link.
Just tell them whatever the name is so they can search it for themselves.
Or your account.
Yeah, go into the
video.
We're just trying to find the video.
Hello, fans. If you are interested in seeing my dick,
you should say just the tip of his
dick. Just the tip of my dick.
No, that's the whole thing.
That was the whole thing.
That was most of it. You can find it at, and get your computers ready, xvideos.com/video76596657/how_2_2_a_guitar.
Nice.
Great.
If you try searching how to tune a guitar on X videos, it does not come up.
I wonder
if that's weird.
If you also couldn't mind, what is your profile? I think that will be easier to link to.
Oh, that's a good point.
I wonder if we're on the edge of TOS by, like, spelling out a URL that leads to porn.
I
wonder where in the gray zone we are.
I interrupted it.
My channel name is Lessons to Live By.
Okay, there we go.
I actually like that.
That's pretty good. I don't know if we want to go too deep into porn talk, but I guess we're already here.
Yeah.
But why? What's the deal with everything being like step sibling?
I know exactly the answer to this
because it's literally every video.
There are two things. There's one thing that happened right as the thing changed.
Degeneracy.
It was
the decline of Christian America.
That's right.
No, yeah. I have the answer.
The force.
The force is with me.
Force is with me.
Right.
Game of Thrones.
No. The incest was popular way before that.
It wasn't front page of Pornhub popular.
Yes, it fucking was.
Nah, dude, I've been.
Xander's been on the Pornhub for a long time. I trust him.
If you look at porn search results dating back to like 10 years prior to Game of Thrones, that shit was popular then.
There wasn't internet search result.
I just don't understand.
There wasn't internet search result data 10 years ago?
No, 10 years before Game of Thrones.
No, yes, before that. They indexed that shit.
Yes, there was. There definitely
right, here, let's, yeah. let's do some research here.
I feel like if anything, it was more regulated.
That isn't the reason. It wasn't because Game of Thrones popularized it.
Hmm. What is the reason then? Because it's fucking nasty.
When did incest pop off?
That's a good Google search. That's a good search. Right after your own porn video. When did your search history is a porn video of yourself and then when did incest pop off?
What can we do to lead off the trifecta here?
How to make a bomb or something.
When did incest porn get so good? I mean, popular.
It's so good.
Incest, unfortunately, has been a thing within human society for a while because for the longest time, the only people around you were your family. Like that was just you couldn't travel very far. Even back, like if you go way back, you didn't travel far.
Yeah.
The only people within your family were cousins and step cousins and within your tribe. So it's been unfortunately inherently part of human civilization for a long time, and that's just slowly seeped through.
Okay, so
do you have an incest problem in Star Wars?
This article,
no, it's a
Vice,
galaxy. We have plenty of people to fuck.
Vice says that there was a 178% average increase in the consumption of family role play porn between October 2014 and January 2015.
Is that about whenever
it took over, which it makes sense to me.
It's interesting.
Because as someone who jacked off in middle school a lot, right. I didn't see any incest porn at all that whole time. It wasn't until around high school, college, whenever I started seeing it on the front page constantly.
I didn't watch porn until college.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a sexual person that much.
Utah had the highest increase with 765% increase in that three-month range. That's crazy.
It's not that big of a show.
Michigan, New York, Alaska, and Arkansas were the other four biggest ones. That's insane.
That list checks out so hard. Alaska, Arkansas, Utah,
And New York randomly.
Well, I mean, outside of New York City, it's pretty like rural. I could see incest vibes, I guess.
Are you researching something, Xander?
I've just been trying to find the video on X videos. I can't. It's tough to find.
That's too bad. Well, audience, you have a mission now.
Did you do any tags on your video or like anything?
Educational music.
Okay. Well,
here's a video of a person.
Are you just looking
just
at
naked,
porn right now?
Just naked, playing guitar. That isn't you.
You should have done how to guitar BBC.
Here's another article.
Naughty step guitar gets stuck in washing machine. Big dick Jake boy gets out. Do you like that? You should let me title your next video.
It wasn't until 2014 when incest started showing up in Pornhub's top search results that they publish every year.
Hmm. Well,
so that's about the time. Game of Thrones is like, what, 2010?
I don't fucking know. Y'all nasty. That's what I have to say about that.
I don't have siblings, so I can watch a stepsister video, and it means nothing to me. I have no idea what that looks like. I have no idea what that feels like. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Well, good for you, man.
Yeah, man. It's really, it's nice being me.
Good for you.
I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky. Oh, I'm blessed. Hashtag, I'm one with the Force. The Force is one of me.
Thank you.
Praise the Force.
Praise the Force.
I guess what's the next arc of this anime, Jake, that we're painting here?
I guess the logical conclusion is to give me another task and see if I do it.
Yeah, another Sisyphean task for you to fail at for months at a time. Let's do a little brainstorming, folks.
Clips are,
it's funny because your task was being nice to me and you've been failing at that the whole time,
too.
No,
I've been doing pretty good.
Clips are still a thing.
I've been doing much better at being nice to you this episode, I think. Yeah.
Hey, don't. Yeah. It's tough to go cold turkey on you, Jake.
Yeah, it's a process.
It is a process. Even I have slipped into being mean.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. The Force doesn't want that. I start to be a Sith oppressive person to you, and I don't want that.
Nope.
No, it's bad.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with me.
The only person who hasn't been a Sith oppressive at all today is the young chosen one, Harry.
Chosen one?
Yeah, I'm saying that right now. As a master Jedi who understands the way of the Force and sometimes stumbles and fails, I notice I noticed this young man with such energy, with such force direction. And I mean, if I were to make a guess here, high midichlorian count.
Is this eugenics? Are we doing eugenics right now?
I am simply one with the force.
Okay.
He is one with the force. The force is with him.
Praise the force.
I think I'm going to say it. I think the prophecies are real. I think you are the chosen one. You will bring balance to the force, Harry.
They keep saying that, huh? There's been a lot of people that were supposed to do that.
Yeah.
They keep saying you're the chosen one. You're going to be the one that brings balance to the force.
Religions are crazy in that they can be easily manipulated. However, I know this. I can see this within you.
Whoa.
Because I am one with the force. Force is with me.
I'm so ready to get to do genocide.
Yeah. It'll be justified, though. You'll be the good person. You'll get to blow up a couple planets, probably. Just full planet gone.
Sick.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, the force would want that.
I don't want to get in the way of the force here. So
yeah, don't question the force.
I never question.
Yeah,
I just see it within this glow, this energy about you. I never noticed before, Harry. And then I saw you. Now that I'm one with the force, forces with me. I praise the force. I am seeing it, and I can't wait for us to go to LA.
Me either. I'm so excited
for us to start our church in LA. It's gonna be great. Jedi Church, of course.
Praise the force.
Mm.
The force forces with me.
Okay, so I'm still doing research on this. Game of Thrones started
in
2020.
You're still doing research? Why are you still on this?
Because it's important to me. Now. Because Xander said it, or because Skywalker said I was wrong, and I think I'm right still. So 2011 is when it came out. 2014 is whenever it started appearing in Pornhub's top stepmom or mom itself started appearing in Pornhub's top area.
But there's only one, like incest couple in Game of Thrones, isn't there?
Technically there are a couple, but there's one really big one.
There's, of course, the Lannisters, yeah. But also the Targaryens are pretty incesty, and House of Dragons has a lot of incest.
I'm just not gonna watch that show. I just don't give a fuck about it.
I haven't watched any Game of Thrones. I watched like the first episode of House of Dragons, and they like rip the mom open to take the baby, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. I was like, I don't wanna fucking watch this. Same with the Godfather Part 3. As soon as the cousins started fucking on the Godfather Part 3, I was like, well, I'm out. And I literally stopped watching it right then and there, and I haven't finished it. As far as I'm concerned, there is only two Godfather films.
I watched
It's also weird that it's Francis Ford Coppola, whatever.
Coppola.
It's his daughter is the cousin. Yes,
that's no good.
in Godfather Part 3. Mm. It's weird.
You know,
I got far enough to where I got to hear the famous line.
Fuck me, cousin.
No, yeah.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
They do like actually kind of say shit like that. They're very clearly wanting to fuck each other, and they call each other cuz and cousin.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
just
not
like
good.
It's gross.
That's nasty.
It's disgusting. Gross. As soon as I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
They pull me back in to my cousin.
With my penis. Al Pacino's not fucking his cousin. All right.
It's some weirdo.
It is some weirdo. It's literally some weirdo I think he like is in some way related. Yeah. Because Sophia is
Al Pacino's daughter.
Yes, in the movie.
And the cousin, I think, is from Sicily that came over, and that's why they're...
Something like that?
It's been a while since I watched three. I like three, personally, but I get what you're saying.
Is this why Nick Cage changed his name?
I don't think so. I doubt it. His career was already progressing pretty far at that time.
Wait, what?
Nick Cage is Francis Ford Coppola's son.
Yeah.
Nephew.
What?
Nephew. Is it nephew?
It's nephew.
Yeah. It's nephew.
Really?
Get it right.
Jason Schwartzman is also a Coppola. Fun fact.
Whoa, my mind is blown.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And Sophia went on to direct some great movies. Marie Antoinette.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, these Italians are everywhere.
Everyone in Hollywood has a famous parent.
She released a couple shirts recently, and I don't even remember what was on them, but I remember.
Fucked my cousin?
Yeah. No, I remember
I
they were
was
pretty
this
cool.
Lousy
That's good. That's good. That's really good.
That is pretty good.
Oh, my God. That's great. I don't remember what was on them. I remember thinking they were cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Sick.
Awesome.
It was great.
Felt a little Sith from you over there.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's a little Sith.
No editing.
You are the chosen one. I get it.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with
you.
You
are the Force. Mm. You're the embodiment, physical embodiment of the Forces.
Praise me.
As far as I can see.
Thank you for listening to Mouse Out of Wedlock. This is a really good podcast.
I think it's great.
I think this is a great one. We had an announcement. We've established a co-hosting intern program in which we have some of our consistent and best friends on the podcast. Join us for more consistent episodes. They can join in anytime they would like. And one of those is, of course, the Chosen One himself, Harry.
Hello, Mario.
Hey.
And we have others like Dylan Garcia is one of them. They have accepted.
Hello, Mario.
Cat Williams, of course, is also accepted.
Hello, Mario.
And Katie.
Hello, Mario.
They have all.
Hello, Mario.
They have all been like, hell yeah. So
that's great.
So you'll be seeing more of them in the future and maybe other guests.
When is Sinbad coming on?
Ooh, that'd be fun. Is he dead? I think he's dead.
Sinbad isn't dead.
I don't think he's dead.
Sinbad is fine.
I thought he was dead.
Just because they don't appear in movies doesn't mean that suddenly, like, I'm not dead if I'm not here in front of you.
Sinbad had a stroke 2 years ago.
Is he dead?
No. But it was a crippling stroke.
Oh, God. Okay. Jesus. I thought you just broke the news to me that he was dead.
I thought he was.
I was shattered for a second.
Sinbad responsible for a 10-car pileup.
He's still learning to walk.
Good for him.
That's so sad. Yeah, I mean.
I hope you're doing well, Sinbad.
I hope Sinbad is doing well. I'm glad
you're not dead.
The old Walker Nolan would have said he should have sinned good. He should have sinned good instead. But Force Skywalker Nolan wouldn't have said that, of course.
Right.
Thank you for listening to the show. We're a podcast, and if you continue to listen to it, you get rich.
It's true.
My name is Jake. I've been a host. Yes. You can find me on Cash App, $HEYIMJAKEB. It says, hey, I'm Jacob. You can give me money that way, and I'm going to pass the plug torch to my left. Harry, take it away.
I actually just changed my Twitter handle.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So if you would like to find me on Twitter, I am now at @DietCoke_head.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
That's on our wall here.
Diet Cokehead is not on the wall here. It is original content made by me and nobody else.
An original joke.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
A Harrison Reese original.
Love it.
Speaking of, on Instagram, you can find me at HRRISONREESE. It's Harrison Reese with a period instead of the A.
It'll be linked.
You can follow me at Newman Motivation on Instagram if you want the greatest motivation tips to be a new man. So can find me on there. And of course, please donate to my Jedi church, in which I will influence the celebrities of Hollywood.
Praise the Force.
Also, coffee bean.
Oh yes. And of course, you can follow my dog, who is not a Sith Pressive. Of course she is one with the force is with her.
Praise the Force.
At coffeebean_dog on Instagram.
Nice. I don't feel like doing my plugs this week. Just follow the show Mouse Out of Wedlock on YouTube, or if you want to follow it on Twitter, it's just Mouse Out Wed. So you should do that. Also, there's a Patreon with some bonus stuff, including probably a censored version of Jake's penis.
Or you can find it, one last plug, at X Videos. You can go to listen earlier to the link I said. We'll find a way to get it to you. If you have any interest, actually, you can just text me at 903-714-1205. Just text me, and I'll send you the link. No problem.
You have to prove you're over 18.
Yeah,
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What I mean by
what did you mean?
No, let me explain. It's I didn't think about that, and that's a really good point. I would hate to pornography
disclaimer,
to minors.
Disclaimer.
Please be over 18. Please.
So just text a picture of your ID,
your birth certificate, maybe,
and your social security number.
Yeah.
If you have a passport, include that as well.
You can also just get your parents to sign a waiver for you if you want. And
mother's maiden name.
I'm not Sith Pressive at all.
Praise the Force.
And one with the Force. The Force is with
Mario.
Hello, Mario.
Okay, what? What are we doing?
And we say bye-bye.
You said hello, Mario.